ABC Radio Australia.
We are talking about COVID-19 in PNG in particular and the COVAX vaccine. But in PNG, we know that they are struggling to contain the growing COVID-19 outbreak. And there are concerns that many people are actually continuing to work while they wait for their test results or even when they have tested positive. In one case, the ABC understands that management at one of PNG's leading radio stations, FM 100, is being accused of forcing staff to work while waiting for their COVID-19 test results. And now that's despite the fact that people who become sick or have contact with someone who has COVID-19 are meant to isolate at home for 2 weeks. And it does mean that you have to take time off work, and that can obviously put a lot of pressure on people who need that financial income to support their families. And that is exactly what Marion Farr has found out.
When Josephine Mann started to experience symptoms of COVID-19, she went straight to get a test in the Papua New Guinean capital, Port Moresby.
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, it was okay. I was quite sick for about 2 weeks.
When the result came back positive, she had to isolate in her own home.
In fact, 3 weeks I was in isolation. And then after the third week, I felt like I recovered because most of the symptoms had already gone.
Working as a human rights researcher for the United Nations, Ms. Mann says she was lucky her organisation paid her when she had to take time off work.
I told my, you know, my colleagues and my, you know, superiors at work that I was actually sick, and they were very supportive, checking up on me from time to time. So it didn't really have an economic impact on me, I would say.
In Papua New Guinea, people have to self-isolate for 14 days if they have symptoms of COVID-19 or if they're a close contact of someone who tests positive. Ms. Mann says most Papua New Guineans will lose money if they have to take time off work.
Now some of the companies, like, they pay you on the day that you go to work, right? So if you go for testing, they will say, okay, you got to do like the 14 days isolation, which means that you don't get paid for the 14 days.
She says many people are already struggling financially due to a spike in living costs.
So how do you, you know, survive in a city like Moresby where it's really expensive? Some of my friends have mentioned that, oh, I feel sick, but, you know, I just got to steam myself and then I'll just go to work, because 14 days, how am I, you know, going to survive?
Mahalopa Laval is an economist from the University of Papua New Guinea. He says under PNG labour laws, workers are entitled to 9 days of sick leave per year.
So that's essentially 2 weeks. And that's the length of the self-isolation that you need until you recover.
But he says approximately 85% of the country's working population is employed in the informal sector, meaning they don't have access to paid leave and don't earn money when they're not at work.
And that covers a lot of the people in rural areas, a lot of them employed, or at least have an income associated with selling and reselling agricultural produce.
He says many of those workers have also been hit by new restrictions, stopping people from travelling between provinces unless they have a special exemption.
So at least the major urban centres like Leh and Port Moresby depend a lot on food that is transported from the highlands. So the produce that is transported from the highlands has now been stopped, or at least scaled back a lot. And so a lot of the urban resellers have been affected by this, although the impact is not seen as hard yet. Probably towards the end of the 4 weeks, then we'll see more reduced consumption, I'd say.
Mr. Laval says it appears many people are not following the rules.
Although there are restrictions on travel between provinces, within provinces, there's still a lot of movement.
And he claims that even some people who do have leave entitlements have continued to go to work after having a COVID-19 test.
They've been tested, but they've continued to go to work until, if they're tested positive, then they are required to self-isolate. So a lot of the offices have remained open.
It's a concern for the country's health minister, Jelta Wong.
It comes back down to responsibility of people. The government can provide policy and laws to limit the movement of people moving around. And that's what the virus does, it moves around. If people have the virus and they're asymptomatic, they have a responsibility to the people of Papua New Guinea. They have a responsibility to follow the protocols.
He's worried too many people have become complacent about the virus.
It's the perception that we haven't had many people die from COVID, that they compare this to other diseases like HIV and polio, but they don't seem to understand that COVID-19 is like a trigger. And when it hits underlying issues they already have, it accelerates the process for them.
But for Josephine Mann, who caught COVID-19, there's no doubt about the risks.
I had most of the symptoms. I think the only one was that I wasn't sort of short of breath. But apart from that, yeah, it was a pretty sort of new experience for me, I would say.